This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 24th. I'm Paul Plack. In a news conference at Lakeland yesterday, Flight Design shook up an otherwise mostly sleepy aviation event with news of bold moves. No new planes were announced, but the company did tip its hand on how it plans to fight to keep its lead in the LSA marketplace. Flight Design USA President Tom Pagini announced that the company is building a network of flight design product centers which will bring its reps tools ranging from lead tracking to custom simulators. He also announced the beginning of the Scout program, which will offer existing customers the chance to register online, then get a $1,000 finder's fee for referrals. The company also says it's developing a 180-horsepower gasoline-electric hybrid power plant based around the turbocharged Rotax 914 engine. Pagini said a future four-place extension of its CT series will get that system, and it'll also be made available to other OEMs. The batteries will use new lithium-ion phosphate chemistry to avoid the thermal runaway dangers of portable computer batteries. Find out more at flightdesign.com. Tom Pagini will be my guest on Tuesday's Aero News special feature. Master Instructor LLC, a new entity formed by two former directors of the National Association of Flight Instructors, told ANN yesterday that a long-anticipated letter from the FAA has arrived, officially recognizing the company's new Master Instructor credential as an accepted substitute for a flight instructor refresher course when renewing your instructor's certificate. Sandy and Joanne Hill created and administered a Master Instructor program while directors at NAFI, but they were forced from the board in a political dispute a few months ago. The controversy resulted in a breakaway group of NAFI members forming the new Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, or SAFE. It's expected that the new Master Instructor program will be available exclusively through SAFE. The official recognition of the new Master program by the FAA is for 2 years. NAFI's older program, now being administered by a committee, was recently given a 120-day provisional recognition by the FAA to allow time for NAFI to bring it up to date. Recently elected SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart notes that only about 40% of current master instructors use their credential in place of a FERC at renewal, choosing instead to participate in traditional refresher training. The International Council of Air Shows reports that attendance at shows across North America is doing what it has done in previous economic recessions, bucking the trend. ICAS President John Cudahy says anecdotal reports of a 12 to 15% increase in airshow attendance is now backed up by the numbers. Quote, "We've subsequently heard from 7 additional shows from all across the country and all have reported record attendance," unquote. ICAS notes that, like movies, airshows are seen by cost-conscious families as having better bang for buck than either sporting events or amusement parks, and are a more unique form of entertainment than either one. The group projects that between now and mid-November this year, more than 10 million spectators will attend more than 400 air shows across the U.S. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA ends its suppression of bird strike data. EAA's Young Eagles gets a potent new tool. And Air Venture plans for mass arrivals. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Cub Crafters President Jim Richmond tells us about his company and its newest twist on an aviation classic. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.